Hey, fellow mathers, before we get into this episode, we want to share with you how you can get access to free content, professional learning that will keep your students engaged and doing the math that matters. Get ready to go to this link, mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge.
That's right. Registration is open for the free Math is Figure Outable Challenge that's starting May 15th and runs to the 17th at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to have 3 nights jam-packed with learning and routines that you can take straight to your classroom.
In these challenges, we have a great time. We do some math, talk about classroom experiences, give away super cool bonuses and prizes. You won't just walk away with routines that are naturally engaging and encourage your students to think mathematically. You'll also have a chance to win over $6,000 worth in prizes, including a few virtual PD sessions for your school. I'll be joined by my wonderful co-host Kim and special guest Jenna Labe.
You can register at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge for a fantastic learning experience. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Now on to the show.
Hey, fellow mathers. Welcome to the podcast where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a math strat chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
So this Wednesday, our math problem was 3/4 of 12. How would you solve this problem? Pause, solve any way you want. And the problem was 3/4 of 12. Go.
3/4 of 12. Bam. All right. Kim, you go first.
Okay. So I am thinking about that like 3/1/4 of 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I know 1/4 of 12 is 3. So 3/1/4 is 9.
Nice. So, similarly, I thought about 1/4 of 12 is 3. Mm-hmm. And then I thought 4/4 of 12 is the whole thing.
Yep.
So 3 of those 1/4 would be 1/4 less. So 12 minus 3 is 9.
Nice.
Cool. Couple different ways to do that.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, people might do 3 times 12 and then divide by 4, but I'm hoping, and you could do that. That's kind of the way I learned to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that, but I'm hoping that you can start, that we can get people thinking about using 1/4 and then scaling up or subtracting back from the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Fantastic. All right. We can't wait to see what you do each week. Join us on Math Strat Chat and let us know how you think about the problems that are posted and comment on each other's thinking.
Yeah, we post the problems on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. When you answer, tag me and use the hashtag Math Strat Chat. Then join us here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. Y'all, thank you for making math more figure outable. Thank you for listening and making math more figure-outable.
To learn even more, make sure you register for our free challenge at mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. You are not going to want to miss the evenings of May 15th through 17th, starting at 7 p.m. Central.
Math teaching, go register now. That's mathisfigureoutable.com/challenge. Join us to make math more and more figure-outable. And if you can't join live, register and we'll send you access to the recordings. We'll see you there.